Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ayin Zayin 377. As we conclude the discussion of Nazir, the 10th mitzvah of the related to the concept and the mitzvah of Nazir, and that is the mitzvahs Aseh. Most of the mitzvahs that we have discussed have been mitzvahs Los Aseh, but today's the last one, the mitzvahs Aseh of what happens to a Nazir at the end of his Nazirus, the process of the haircut and the karbanos. That is today's mitzvah. The Torah tells us, Va'asah Kohen, when he finishes the period of being a Nazir. First we discussed, the Torah discussed what happens if he became Tamei, but what if he didn't become Tamei, or after he started again? V'zos taras ha-Nazir b'yom alos yimei nizro. This is what a Nazir does on the day that he finishes Nazirus. Yavi oso el Pesach ohel moed. He will bring himself to the Pesach ohel moed. V'hikriv es karbano l'Hashem, and he will give his karban to Hashem. He brings all of his karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, ve'grivas karbano l'Hashem, keves ben shenoso tamim echa lo'ola, v'chavsa achas bashenasa tamim alachatas, v'ayelecha tamim l'shlamim. So he brings an ola, achatas, and a shlamim at the end of his nazirus. V'sal maso, solas mal, chalos, v'los bashemen, v'chulu, and he continues and he brings the karban mincha, he brings all to the Kohen, his chadas and an ola, v'chulu. And then pasuk yudches, v'gilach ha-nazir pesach ha-moed. He gets a haircut in the Beis HaMikdash. Not too many haircuts take place within the Beis HaMikdash, but he gets a haircut in the Beis HaMikdash. Pesach HaMoed, the S in the Ezras Nashim, as we'll see. Es Rosh Nizro, the Loka Chisar Rosho, and this isn't just a Medrash, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. He takes the hair after he shaved off his hair, V'nasan ala Esh Asher Tach HaZevach HaShlamim. Part of his Karban Shlamim is cooking in one of the four offices on the four corners of the Ezras Nashim, the southeast corner, I think it was, that was called the Lishkas HaNazirin. That's where they cooked the Karban Shlamim that he brought, the part that he's going to eat, and under that you throw into the fire the hair. The lakach hakoin has a zroah b'shelim in the aisle, and he takes part of it and part of the shlamim, and you do tnufa. He waves it. He and the coin wave it. V'chulu, and that is the. And after that, the achar yishta hanazir yayin. And after this whole process, he can now drink wine. He is no longer a nazir. Zos toras hanazir asher yidar karban al Hashem al nizro milvada shetasig yado. Besides whatever else he wants to bring, but this is what he has to bring. This is today's mitzvah, the mitzvah of the process of finishing his nazirus. Or after he finishes, what he has to do, including both the haircut and the karbanos. And we'll note that in a couple of minutes. Bez Hashem. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Shinayin Zayin. Sheigalecha nazir sa'aro v'yavi karbanosav kishiyashlu nazirusa. Haircut and karbanos of a nazir. V'chein kishiyatame. Also, there's no separate mitzvah listed of the karbanos and the haircut that a nazir has to bring and get respectively, when he becomes Tameh. That's not a separate mitzvah. We'll also talk about that. V'yomer b'sifra, the Medrash says, Shlosha Megalchen v'teklachstan mitzvah. There are three people who have a mitzvah to get a haircut. I mean, we all have a nice mitzvah to get a haircut in Erev Shabbos, but there are three people that have a mitzvah to get a haircut. Number one, ha-nazir, v'ha-mitzora, v'ha-levim. The nazir has a mitzvah to get a haircut on finishing the process. Mitzora has to get a haircut. Twice, we discussed that back in Sefer Vayikra, Valavim, and the Levim in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. The Chinuch notes, only two of those are everlasting mitzvos. One of those is never going to take place again. That was one time when they took over the avoda. Part of the process of their accepting the avoda from the firstborns was the haircut. But the two others are mitzvahs noeg ledoros. And now the chinuch first of all discusses numberings before he gets into this mitzvah itself. And he quotes the Rambam, the two haircuts, the haircut that a nazir receives when he finishes his nazirus, when he is a nazir batara, part of the process is giluach, so that's counted in this mitzvah. Giluach tuma, if he becomes tameh, as we discussed yesterday, and he has to get a haircut and start again, that's not counted. That's included just in the mitzvah of gadol pera, of growing one's hair. You have to get a haircut in order to start your hair growing again, in order to count your nazirus. But that's not counted as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam notes, lefi she'inyi giluach hatuma in a mitzvah b'fnei atzma klal, eladin midine mitzvahs ha-nazirus. Who? It's just part of the larger mitzvah of nazirus. Shebir ha-kasav, she'mitma ha-nazir b'yimei ha-nazirus, she'yikalech v'yavi karban. It's a detail of nazirus. It's not a separate entity that requires a separate mitzvah being counted. The Mitzvah HaMelech discusses this at length, the idea that the relationship between the Tiglachas HaTumah and the Tiglachas HaTara, the haircut at the end of the process of a Nazir and the haircut of Tumah, and he quotes, based on a number of Rambams, a number of sources, that Tiglachas HaTara, that's part of the Mitzvah. Separate entity, and that's why it's counted as a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah daraisa for a Nazir to get a haircut at the end of his Naziris, part of the package, a haircut with karbon. Tiglachas Tumah, the major element of Tiglachas Tumah is not so much the haircut per se, but the fact that you have to start your Naziris again. So you have to do this in order to start again. You have to get a new slate. Even though we don't find that somebody who accepts to be a Nazir, unless he has long hair, and he says, I want to be a Nazir, he doesn't have to get a haircut then before he starts. But here there's a problem. He's tainted. Once he becomes Tameh, then he has to get a haircut, but not so much as a mitzvah per se of a haircut, but just that he has to start his Naziris again, and Memela, he can't have any vestiges of the previous Naziris that ended off problematically. That's his suggestion here. And that's why it's not counted as a separate mitzvah, because really it's more of a hechitimsi. It's a way to start the next Naziris again. But not that it is a separate mitzvah as the one for Tara is. Let me just find a line. V'kavanasoba zenira. T'kivan d'yisod ha-mitzvah hu kedei sheyeh ha-gidu b'kedusha. The growth should be b'kedusha. After maisa mitzvah hu giluach b'tara dafka. Mikal makam kivan d'yisod ha-mitzvah hu mishum gidu b'kedusha. It's included in the hair mitzvah, like the growing one's hair as we had before. The mitzvah d'arais of growing one's hair and the lo saseh of cutting one's hair. But that's the first note the Rambam has. The Rambam says, don't count two separate mitzvahs of haircuts. Giluach Tumah and Giluach Tara. Only Giluach Tara gets its mitzvah. Number one. Number two, the next paragraph, the Chinuch says, I also quoted the Rambam earlier, in Parshas Mitzora, in Kufay and Dalet, Kasavti Gamkin, B'Shem HaRav, I quoted the Rambam, Ma Yasiba B'Minosenu, Tiglachas Nazir V'Korbanosav Mitzvah Achas, V'Tiglachas Mitzora V'Korbanosav Shtei Mitzvahs. By a Mitzora, at the end of his process, haircut and carbon are counted as two separate mitzvahs. And here, it's counted as one big mitzvah. So again, the Rambam deals with that, and the Chinuch quoted that back in Mitzvah Kafai and Dalet. If you remember, the Rambam said, well, you know why it's one and two? Because by a Nazir, the haircut and the karbon is serving the same purpose. The same purpose to end his Naziris, to now allow him to go back to quote-unquote normal life, to drink wine, to be able to become Tameh. They both serve that purpose. And that's why it's counted as one big fat mitzvah. But by a Mitzora, it's two separate ideas. The karbonos and the haircut of a Mitzora are serving two different purposes, says the Rambam, quoted in the Chinuch there. Shamanu tiglachto v'havos karbonosav mitzvah achas v'zeh. Shehamitzora ein kesher l'tiglachto mavarnos karbonosav. There's no connection. V'atachlis hamagas mitiglachto bilti atachlis hamagas mihavos karbonosav. It's different. L'v'zeh, mitzora tarasa tuliyah b'tiglachto. By a Mitzora, his tara is dependent on his haircut. It's dependent. That's the key. Plays a key role. And by a Nazir, the karbonos play the key role. As we're going to talk about, once the karbonos are brought, he can drink wine. Even if he doesn't get a haircut for 3 months. Even if he never gets a haircut. Really, his Naziris is over by the karbonos. The haircut is a separate idea. Related, but it's not. I'm sorry, I just said it the opposite way. By Mitzora, it's counted as two because it's a separate idea. By a Nazir, it's all one part of the same package. It's not even Ma'akev. That's what I meant to say. It's not even Ma'akev if I don't get a haircut at the end of my Naziris. It's still, as long as I brought my Karbanos, I can still drink wine. I can still become Tamei Meis. So therefore, the Chinuch points out, it's not counted as a separate mitzvah over here. Good. Misharshi mitzvah zusha giluach. Let's continue. Kol aseh ben losim and naziris, cutting off the entire hair. I spoke about in the last mitzvah. We spoke about this a couple of mitzvahs ago. The idea of cutting off the hair. The hair is the transition between the Rishamayim and the Aretz. It's the place where my body is connected to the heavens above me. We spoke about a lot of the symbol of hair. Midinia mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Mashomer zechanu lavracha. Heichan migaleach saro be'ezras nashim. As we just mentioned, where does the haircut take place? In the Ezras Nashim. Right outside, as we know, the Ezras Nashim is on the east side of the Azara, where the Mizbeach is, separating them is Shaar Nikanor, right where the Nikanor doors are. So right outside of that, in that area, that's where the Nazir gets his haircut. And then you take his hair right away and take it on the four corners of the Ezras Nashim. There are four offices. One of them is called Lishkas HaNazirim because this took place there. They cooked the shlamim in there and you throw the hair under the fire. The Lishkas HaNazirim Hayis HaSham, Bekeren Drom is Mizrachis on the southeast side. Visham Mivashlin Shalmehen, there is where the carbon shlamim is cooked. Umashlichin Sa'aron La'esh. And you throw the hair into the fire. V'imgilach v'bedina yatzah b'di'eved. If you got a haircut outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's okay b'di'eved. The hair's got to come. He's got to throw the hair under the shlamim, even if you got a haircut outside. But b'di'eved, the haircut outside would work. B'chol makom shemagaleach tachas adun mashluch saro. You always have to throw the hair underneath. V'eino megaleach achi pesach azara pasuach. And the chinuch notes, no haircut unless the door of the azara is open. The door of the Azara is open, meaning he's in the Ezras Nashim. The door, the Nikanor doors, have to be open at the time that he gets the haircut. That's the halacha. The Menachas Chinuch is troubled by this, because if you look in Os Yud Gimel, the Menachas Chinuch says that the source for this is where it says, in the Rambam quotes this, Pesach Ohel Moed. And that's if you look in the Pesukim in the Torah. Ohel Moed always means the Heichal, not just the Azara. So the Menachas Chinuch just leaves it Betzarech Ian. I don't know why. And none of the commentaries on the Rambam made this hara either. That the door of the Heichal should have to be open. Not just the door of the Azara. All the way in. Right? Just like by Shchitas of the Karban Tamid, the doors of the Heichal have to be open. So this too. So he just leaves a Betzarach in. Is it just the doors of the Azara or the doors of the Heichal? Good. Continuing. Doesn't mean it has to be right in front of the doorway. Somewhere in that Ezra's Nashim. Right, but the doors have to be open. That's a priority. A couple of hashkafic points related to this. First of all, Rav Sternbach. Sternbach, right, what's the message of taking the hair of the Nazir and throwing it in the fire under the carbon shlamim? Sounds like such an unusual ceremony. Some ceremonies are easier to explain than others. What's the message of this ceremony? He says, related to what we discussed a couple of days ago. Remember, a Nazir is all about imbalance. He's not balanced in his life, so he goes to an extreme to try to get himself back into the proper balance. He goes to, the Rambam says, the Shvil Azov. And a Nazir is not a goal, it's just a stopgap measure to try to get everything back in place. Ki a Nazir b'chefzo liz kadish b'avodat Hashem yisbarach b'achar lechos b'derech ha-precious. He goes to precious, b'chai olam hazeh. But says Rav Sternbach, ein kein darka shel Torah, that's not what the Torah is about. Ki ikar tachlos ha-adam b'olam hazeh hu lekadish es chefzei gufo v'tzrachav. The ikar tachlos in this world is to take the gashmias, take wine and make kiddush on it. And to elevate it, that's what we do when we lift up a cup of wine. Why do we always have to lift up wine? Wine is a symbol of Gashmias. We lift it up because we're sanctifying, we're uplifting the Gashmias. Ubioso nanim in olam hazeh, shu gashmi l'shem shamayim. When we get benefit from this world, l'shem shamayim, miskazesh bazeh gufo mistavik b'makar achayim. Then we itself become connected and fulfilling God's plan. Right? They say that. Right, it's easier to fast on Yom Kippur l'shem shamayim than it is to eat on Erev Yom Kippur l'shem shamayim. Right, fasting is. Why else am I fasting? I could do fasting l'shem shamayim. That's not too hard. But eating l'shem shamayim, that's much harder. But that's the goal of a person, and that's what life's about. Says Rav Sternbach. V'zeu yisod in yano shel karben shlamim shekol b'tzor necha l'bailim. That's exactly what a karben shlamim is about. A carbon ol is totally burned in the mizbeach. Chatas and asham and mincha, it's mostly eaten by the kohanim. The owner still gets nothing. Shlamim. The owner gets some, the kohen gets some, Hashem gets some on the fire. Right? So everybody gets some. Shlamim is all about sanctifying the physical. I'm eating meat. I'm having a steak sandwich. But it's a carbon, and I'm eating it in a sanctified way. Raki Muravinik Term Lukaboa. So that's the symbol of the shlamim. So what do? We go take the carbon of the Nazir. Remember, a Nazir has three carbonas. Ola, Chatas, and Shlamim. Under the Shlamim, which symbolizes perfect balance, we take his long hair, which signified his extremism, and we throw it under the fire of the Shlamim. As if to say, you gotta now start living like a Shlamim, not like the long hair that you've been living with up until now. That's the message of that we need to give a Nazir at the end of his of his Naziris. V'yalkein betom tkufas ha-Naziris shekibel ha-atzmo ho-horta Torah sheyazov derech zeh sheina ru'uya l'tzadikei emes ki rak betchilas darkam Torah lem l'natek. At the beginning of the process, av k'shekvar higia l'tachlis l'yosavik v'ashem yisparech, don't be porish, just use the world around you. Number one. Two other points, and that is, after the ceremony takes place, as we'll talk about more in a couple of minutes, the pasuk said at the end, v'achar yishteh ha-nazir yayin. V'achar yishteh ha-nazir yayin. I'd like to speak about that phrase for a minute. First of all, when he's drinking wine, he's not a nazir anymore. V'achar yishteh ha-nazir yayin, yishteh ha-adam yayin. You're not yishteh ha-nazir. He's not a nazir, but that's how he drinks. No, so the Bali Musar says, it's quoted in the Yagdal Torah, no, the Naziris should remain with him for the rest of his life. Not the halachas of Naziris, but the message of Naziris, the message of sanctifying my life and being spiritually connected. So the messages of Naziris should stay with him. Ba'achar yishta ha-nazir yayin. Number one. Number two is that the Meshachachma. Meshachachma says right here, U'biyom melos yimei nizro. That this is the previous phrase. Yavi oso al Pesach ha'amoed. On the day that he finishes the Naziris, he goes to the Pesach ha'amoed. But the Torah uses an unusual lashon. Yavi oso. Ask the Medrash. V'chi avi acherim evin oso. What do you mean yavi oso? Others people bring him. Valahu maybe as atzmo. He brings himself. What do you mean? Who you mean? Biyom los you mean Nizro? Yavi oso al Pesach ha'amoed. What is that unusual lashon? He brings himself. Says the Meshachachma. Because you know why? Because the ultimate goal in life is for us to be so objective in our avodas Hashem that we view ourselves as if we're another person. The more we view ourselves as ourselves, we give ourselves all the benefit of the doubt that we need. We give ourselves all the excuses. We look at other people that do the same thing that we do and we say, look at them. I can't believe they do that. I can't believe this. I can't believe that. But when it's with us, yeah, come on, you have to understand. He had a tough day last night. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't this. He couldn't that. And this. We give all the excuses in the book. Right? That's what the Rav Yisrael Salanter says on the Gemara at the end of Masechet Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, they are called Adonis Chavir L'Kav Schus, Danin Oso L'Schus. Anybody who's Dan L'Kav Schus, he will be judged L'Schus. What does that mean? Says Rav Yisrael Salanter. But La'asil Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us our life on somebody else. And he's going to ask us to judge. And if we are the type of people that always give the benefit of the doubt, then Mamela will give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, whatever we judge, that's going to be our judgment. That's why Donin Oso Lischus. Whatever we do is going to be done to us because we're going to see ourselves in the eyes, in our own eyes, but in the life of another person. Says the Meshachachma, the goal of Naziris is to reach the level of objectivity. So it's as if I'm somebody else. So that's why the Torah formulates it as, Biyom Malosi Mei Nizro Yavi Oso. He'll bring himself as if he's another person. Yavi Oso Pesach Almoy. That's the godless, the Vart, the Chiddush Nifla of the Meshachachma. V'abchino l'adas emas nigmar shlemu. So, and that's why also, by the way, he adds why the Torah doesn't tell you how long Naziris is. Okay, stam Naziris is shloshim yom, but that's the minimum. So it takes different amounts of time for different people to get back to the straight and the narrow. Says the Meshachachma, v'hachendo lo yitel ha-seichel, kishehu mistakel al yoni atzmo, kimabit al mifalot achirim, ulvavo eno chashud ba'avat atzmo. His heart will not be pulled by love of himself. Az batuach, ki yikach me'anasa olam b'mezak aroi v'lo yovel mosaros, then he'll, we're sure. Once he's at the level of Yavi Oso, once he reaches that stage, then we can be sure that he'll be okay going back to regular life as a non-Nazir. Okay, let us continue. The Chiddush talks about v'chei ma'ashar mezachonu l'vracha b'mitzvah zu nazir memorat. What if you have a bald nazir? Bald nazir, so then you just can't do this part of the mitzvah. You do the rest of the process, but there's nothing to shave, so therefore you don't have to take a razor and go over his head if there's no hair there, right? Just for the fun of it, right? You don't have to do that. V'afilu yesh lo seir, continues the chinuch, even if he has hair. Mikivan shehevi karbonosav, ava bishalo gilach, ena teglachas ma'akeves. As we mentioned, v'shosu matami la'erev. Once he brings his karbonos, at least one of his karbonos has zrikas hadam, it's finished. He could drink that night, even if he ended up not getting a haircut that day. Even if the temple barber was busy, he got sick, he didn't show up, it's okay. Right? He still could drink that night. He's making a party for all his friends. a different party than it would have made a month ago, but a special party. Right when he has zrikas adam of one of his karbanos, he's mutter. Even if he didn't do tnufa, the waving of the part of the animal, even if he didn't get a haircut, because all of that is lachadchila lemitzvah, but not to be ma'akev. Even though you don't get a haircut, you can still drink wine. There's a mitzvah daraisa to get the haircut. And therefore, even if it's a year later, you never got a haircut, there's a mitzvah for a nazir to get a haircut no matter when it is. And if you got a haircut without a razor, or if you got a haircut and you left two hairs on your head, lo klum, nothing. You didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to shave your head to at least only one hair left on your head. No matter what, even if the Naziris Batuma, one has to cut off all of his hair and not even leave two hairs. What happens? The Chinuch talks about an interesting case. What if he did not get a haircut? Oh, he got a haircut and he left two hairs. He did not do the mitzvah asay. But then one of the hairs falls off. He's only got one left. He still didn't do the mitzvah. But then, if he cuts off the one remaining hair, then he gets the mitzvah. You can't get a mitzvah by doing nothing. Right? The one hair falls off, you only have one, but you didn't do the mitzvah's giluach. But once, you only had two left. And then one fell out. And then, you cut the last one, says the chinuch, then you do get the mitzvah. Mitzvah's giluach yeshkan. Lefi shekvar giluach kol rosha chutz min ashtayim, v'nefilas achas ein aklum. Ukshegiluach acheres, hari hishlam giluach, you finished it, and you makayim mitzvah's giluach. And even though it's not ma'akev, we mentioned the carbon is ma'akev. If you don't bring any of the carbonus, then it doesn't work. And the same thing he talks about, not tragically, but if you brought all your carbonos, and you started drinking wine, and then all of your carbonos came out to be pasul. They were all treifas, or all the avodas were messed up. Then you lose, right? You can't drink wine anymore. You gotta bring your carbonos again. Right? Doesn't work if the carbonos were, not kosher. Again, the Minchas Chinuch talks all about other cases. What if you finished your process, and you become tameh on day 31? You didn't bring your carbonos yet. Does that, you have to start again? What about day 32? What about day 30? It talks all about these cases which are discussed in Meseches Nazir. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we finished the 10 mitzvahs related to Nazirus. And next time, we have two more mitzvos in Parshas Naso. We have the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, and we have the mitzvah of the Levim carrying the Aron on their shoulders. Two more mitzvahs in Parshas Naso. We will stop here.